You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stats don't lie. Here's the fans, Vinny Serrato.
Liars lie, numbers never lie. They can be somewhat deceiving at times. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens and Texans both. Here's a stat that's real and in your face. They're both 1-3. They're both two-time division winners, making the playoffs consecutive seasons, and now at the back end of their respective divisions. And let's crunch some of them numbers to figure out why.
Yeah, and they're both -2 in a turnover ratio. The Ravens offense is 13th overall, 338 yards. I mean, a year ago at this time, we're averaging 429 yards, you know, and scoring. Even though they had lost twice, they're still going up and down the field. Texans defense, they're no joke. They're 5th, 280.5. Passing offense, Ravens are 18th. With 204 yards a game. Their pass defense, Texas, 7th, 178.3. Rushing offense, 9th. Embarrassing for the Ravens, 133.5. Last year was 200. Rushing defense, they're 12th, 102.3. Points scored, Ravens are 3rd, 32.8. Defense for the Texans, they're 1st, 12.8. Passing attempts, Ravens are 29th with 109. Texans defense, they're 20th. 133 times people have thrown it. Completion percentage, Ravens are 5th, 70.6. Texans defense, 2nd, 57.1. Average per completion, Ravens are 3rd, 8.5. Texans defense, 6th. They give up 5.9. Ball comes out quick. Touchdown passes, Ravens are 1 with 10. Texans defense is 2nd. They've only given up 3. Interceptions, Lamar's thrown 1. They're ranked 31st. Texans have gotten 2. Sacks, Ravens, this is embarrassing. They're 3rd with most. They've had 15 sacks. Texans defense, they're 9th with 11 sacks. Quarterback rating, Lamar's 1st, 122.9. Texans defense, 3rd. 75.7. Rushing attempts. This always used to be number one for the Ravens. They're 30th.
That's a mind-boggling stat.
Yeah. Right there. In rush attempts, 8th. Giving up 97. Average per rush? How about, Bob, this makes no sense, okay? You're almost last in the league in rush attempts, but average per rush, you're 1st. Does that make any sense whatsoever? No. You're averaging 6.2 yards a carry, and you run it less than anybody in the league. Duh! Average per rush, they give up 4.2. They're 18th. Third down conversions, Ravens are 12th, 40.9. Their defense is 13th, 35.9. And Ravens penalties, 27th with 22. So they have gotten better with that. Now, when we look at Houston O, Ravens D, this is where it's kind of funny. Houston's offense, 25th, 288.8. Ravens defense, total, 31st, 406.8. Passing offense, 23rd, 195.3. Ravens pass defense, 31st, 265.8. Rushing offense, Houston's 23rd, 103.5. Rush defense, 27th, 141.3. Points scored, they're 29th, 18. Ravens are 32nd, last, 33.3. They give up 30 points in this game, Bob. Something is changing for the defense after.
The channel.
Yeah, that too. Pass attempts, Houston offense, 26. They don't throw it a lot, 117. Pass attempts, Ravens, oh, they're one of the worst in the league. 30th, 159. People throw it. Completion percentage, Stroud, he's 12th, 67.5. Ravens are 21st. They give up 66.7. Average per completion, Titans 16th, 7.1. The Ravens 18th, 6.9. Touchdown passes, they don't throw a lot of touchdowns, Houston. They're 27th with 4. Oh, the Ravens are coming to town. They're 31st. They've given up 9. Interceptions, 13th. They've thrown 3. Ravens defense, 31st. They've got 1. Sacks, they're 11th. They've given up 11. 11 sacks. Ravens defense, 31st with 4. Last year, they were 2nd. Year before that, they were 1st. Quarterback rating, they're 20th, 99.7. Ravens are 26th, gave up 102.1. Rushing attempts, Houston, they're 22nd with 100. Yeah, they don't run it a lot either. Rushing attempts, defense, 30th. People like to run it. They can run it and throw it. 123 rush attempts. Average per rush, Houston, 20th with 4.1. The Ravens, their average per rush, 23rd, 4.6. Third down conversions. Houston, second to last. Terrible. 29%. Ravens defense, third downs, 24th. 41.9. Penalties, Houston's 14th with 30. Now, just looking at a few of their, like Stroud's completing 67%, 832 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks, and 88.7 quarterback rating. He's rushed it 17 times for 92 yards. Now, Woody Marks, who we talked about earlier, he's only averaging 3.9. His long is 18 yards. He's got 29 carries for 113, but he's carrying it. Chubb is 47 carries for 188, and his long's 25. But it seems like Marks has kind of become the one guy, and Chubb has become the backup. Nico Collins, he's got 18 catches for 260, averaging 14.4. 4 catches over 20 yards. He's lost 1 fumble, 84 yak yards, 31 targets, 18 completions. Not so good. Dalton Schultz, the other guy, tight end, he's averaging 7.9, 16 catches, 21 targets. Otherwise, Bob, they really, like Kirk, 6 catches. Xavier Hutchinson, 9 catches. I mean, it's Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz and the two backs. They've caught 7 and 6.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Six. Now, Al Shazier, their inside backer, number zero, he leads the team with 28 tackles. And 2-2, he must be on the injury report because he didn't play last week. He has 26 tackles. And then the corners, Lassiter, he's got 24 tackles, so people go after him. Will Anderson, 3 sacks, 14 tackles, 3 sacks, 5 tackles for loss, number 51. Hopefully we don't notice him or hear his name, but we will. And Daniel Hunter's got 12 tackles, 4 sacks. He's a stud. And then Derek Singletary's got the Derek Stingley Jr. has 10 tackles, 4 pass defense, 1 interception. And their kicker, Fairburn, 8 of 10. He's 3 of 5, 50-plus, 4 for 4 PAT.
There you go. That's the stat breakdown of the two teams. We'll come back if it's keys to victory. Ravens need a win, need one bad. They are underdogs at home against Houston, who just picked up their first W of the season. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. We'll do our picks at 115, college and pro. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. Probably feeling pretty good because the Cubs lost yesterday because he's a White Sox fan, and his Bears are 2-2. How about that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.